from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. The drive is live. That is Clint. There is Tyler, who was ready to crack that mic as soon as he heard his name being said.
I was just going to say, I mean, that's unfortunate. Would have been a great time, Lopez.
He was ready to jump all over that one.
I think Tyler should push for more time on air. I think he should.
Okay.
Nah.
I think he should.
Nah, I got to stay in my lane, man.
I've told you that for a year plus now, right?
You have.
I'll be
you
all
have.
Bull jive aside.
You have. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, before we get this rolling.
Hey, I'm sure Bossman's in there going, wait, shut up, man. I don't need anybody else wanting to get in the studio, man. I'm good. We finally got a roster set. I'm just being honest, man. My man's talented. Hell.
He's been saying that probably for the last 3 minutes.
Probably a good point. He would have been here almost 3 years. He's been for 3 years.
The last 3 good minutes, though. when you think he really expressed yourself.
Hey, man.
No, a lot to get to today as there's a game tomorrow many of you will be at, and the Astros going for 9 straight. So Texans, Astros at the top of their games right now, a lot going on. Before we get into that, me and Tyler just had this situation in the restroom.
Oh, boy.
When you
start a hell of a way to start this.
Were y'all in there together?
When you set it up. Well, he was coming in, I was coming out.
Pause.
And I don't know if that's a pause. He was going in.
Yeah, maybe not. Keep going.
He was coming in, I was coming out. I don't know. But you can
what kind of establishment you're in.
You could force that into a pause if you'd like to. But no, man, I got outside the door, and I could tell the cleaning crew was in. In my mind, I'm thinking, God, man, what do I do if it's a woman in there? What do I do? And I opened it up, and it was a guy in there cleaning up. So it was cool. I went in and used the restroom and went on about it. But then Tyler was coming in as I was going out, and I was like, Tyler, I was like, if there was a lady in there, what would you do? He said, oh, I keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go in there and face the toilet. I'm not gonna be exposed or anything.
I think I'd have to come out and wait.
It's not healthy to hold it.
I know it's not healthy to hold it, but
I mean, look, absolutely, Tyler, don't you do that. I'm gonna be pissed off if you do that.
Would you walk out?
First of all,
you would wait till she gets fit.
All
right.
Every time it's a lady in there, it's blocked off, so you're not walking in. So if it's not blocked off, it's a dude.
I've walked in. It's not been blocked.
If it's a lady, for the sake of our show,
I'm not gonna walk in the bathroom.
As
if there's
had
a
to
lady
tell,
in
I've
there.
Had to tell Ron multiple times.
Good Lord.
I don't know. I mean, the look in your eyes.
Whatever you do,
you seem to be serious.
I mean, I was being a smartass.
You
guys.
Seem to be like, hey, I gotta pee, and I'm going.
Well, I will say I've been in some situations where there's a custodian doing some cleaning, and I like all of a sudden, you know, something hits your tummy, you got to go. You got to go number two right now.
Well, that's sketch.
Hey, you have to tell her to leave.
Hey, let me. I need this bathroom real quick. Let me get this real quick. Sorry, but. Mother Nature calls.
You don't want to be in here for this, lady.
Man, you're one accusation away from breaking up the drive and I'm out on that. Clint, who? I wasn't in there at the same time as you. I wasn't even in there. Not me.
And I can imagine if you really gotta go and you jump, you open up that door. You're sitting there, sitting outside that bad boy, crossing your legs.
Damn it. Hey, I got to go to the restroom. Let me get this one time. And they finished cleaning that toilet.
Tyler walked past me. I said, if that was a female, what would you do? Oh, I'm going. As he said, I'd face the toilet.
And her story would be different.
Yeah, definitely.
He turned around and shook something at me. Oh, no. No, ma'am. Nope. Not me. I wasn't even there.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, get down and go to her and wash his hands like nothing happened.
So, have a great afternoon.
How you doing? Mind if I grab some of the paper towels around you?
I'm out on that deal, man. Anybody ever bring that up about something like that, up about Old Dirty? Y'all know it's a damn lie.
My man said, hell, I got to go. All right. Big game tomorrow for the Texans. As we've said all week, this potentially is the game where we'll see the ones and the twos, the ones that'll be playing against the Colts week one.
Hell yeah.
Where we'll see them the most, as potentially we may not see them at all in the final game. But this is the one. And I know for you, Clint, you've got some key matchups in this game. I'm talking about for the ones, the players that we'll be seeing in the first potentially couple of quarters. There's some big time matchups that jump out to you.
Well, there's enough matchups in this game, Ron, where I think even if they play a limited, let's say first quarter, let's say three drives and not the first half, like I think, the odds are you're still going to get a peek at one of these, if not a couple of these matchups, which I think should be very telling. Hopefully in favor of the Texans. And it starts, again, every conversation when we talk about leading up to the season at this point in time has to start with interior offensive line. And Kenyon Green, and I'll throw Juice Scruggs in there as well, but really Kenyon Green versus Dexter Lawrence on the inside.
That's a matchup, Jack. Second team all pro last year.
Come on, man.
He's something else.
If you can hold your own on him, do we have a report about what all Giants are playing and not playing? Have they announced anything?
I was trying to look that up. I didn't see anything about Daboll saying they weren't going to play.
Okay.
So,
I would imagine that the New York Giants are in a place where everybody needs to play
in week
three. They
seem like a team that's going to play.
Yeah, but Kenyon Green versus Dexter Lawrence inside. Don't know if we're going to get it, but if Dexter Lawrence is carrying any kind of sway and he is going to play, his ass is going to line up over Kenyon Green well before he lines up over Shaq Mason.
Now, that's the test. Yes. Right? We've talked about every test. And we talked to D'Amico the other day. We've watched it. He has passed every single one of them, from getting his body together, from getting to OTAs and getting through it, from getting to mandatory minicamp to training camp to the first preseason game where he's moved people to the one against the Steelers. This is an all-pro in front of him potentially, and this would be a different test.
Yeah, and I don't need him to move him. I just need him to answer the bell. I need him to meet the challenge. I need him to not stick out like a sore thumb on film of getting pushed 3, 4, 5 yards deep in the backfield.
Just don't be Quentin Williams with the Jets last year.
Correct. Correct. I mean, that's where we're at. So Kenyon Green, Dexter Lawrence is at the top of the list. I'm going to stay on the offensive side of the football, really on the offensive line. Tytus Howard. I'm not worried about Laremy Tunsil. I don't need to see Laremy Tunsil against anybody. I just don't. But Tytus Howard, having played out of position last year, we haven't seen a whole hell of a lot of him at tackle. He left practice last week with a little bit of an injury, whatever it was. He told everybody, he walked off the field. He didn't get assistance. But Tytus Howard at right tackle versus Brian Burns, because remember, did they trade or did they sign Brian Burns? Either way it goes.
They signed him in a free agent.
Either way it goes, Burns is a Giant, and Kayvon Thibodeau is a Giant. So you got Burns and Tibbs. He's going to see one of them. He's going to see one of those two guys at the right tackle position. So Tytus Howard, we're going to get a little look at him at tackle versus some pretty damn good defensive ends. And we'll see how he holds up at that position. So I think it's about Kenyon Green and a little Juice Scruggs there, as I mentioned, and then Titus Howard up front versus because look, here's what you can, when you look at the Giants, and look, I don't study these guys all week long and all year long, but you look at the Giants, they are a team that is going to be heavily reliant on their front. I mean, whether it's a passing situation or a running situation, they are going to be heavily reliant on their down four making a bunch of noise. And so Green, Juice, and Titus Howard, I got my eyes on those guys on the offensive side of the football, Ron, to see how they hold up.
This is a big-time matchup for wanting to see where the Texans are, one of the areas that you have some concerns about. Mm-hmm. And I would think, like, Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, and Titus Howard are probably the three linemen, even with Titus Howard being paid the way he is, are the three linemen I think most Texans fans have the most questions about.
Well, I think we need to see Titus Howard. Like, we need to see Kenyon Green play and hold his own.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just show that you can be a formidable starter on this offensive line and help us protect and help us run the football to some degree, right? Just show you're that guy. No disrespect. That's just where he's at in his career. Titus Howard, on the other hand, I'm looking for some wow, right? I mean, I know the guy. Like, I feel pretty confident in saying, obviously, he's a better tackle than he is a guard. We saw him versus T.J. Watt a couple of years ago have a good game. We've seen him play the tackle position at a high level. It's just not been consistent because he's been asked to move around and play multiple positions. With Titus Howard, I'm looking for some lockdown moments. And again, not for a half, or I don't care for a whole quarter, however long he plays. But we got to see a snap or two where it's either Burns or Tibbs, and we get a just grips them up and stops them in their tracks, right? I mean, wouldn't surprise anybody if we see that from Laramie Tunsil. The athleticism that he shows, the great feet that he shows on a night in, night basis, not night out basis, really. We need to see a little bit of that from Titus Howard on that right side, Ron. That's it. I'm not asking to see something that we're going to compare to Laramie Tunsil, but there ought to be a couple of snatch-ups.
Like I said, the New York Giants aren't a great football team. I don't think they're going to be really good this year.
Right.
But that particular area of their team is maybe the strongest part of the team, and this is good for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
This is good for Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans to see what the challenge of those guys. What is Scruggs and what do Green do up front with that big dude in the middle right there? How do they handle that? That is exactly what they need. Exactly what they need.
Flip over on the defensive side of the football, Ron. This is cover defender heavy. I think that's where our questions are at. At this point anyway, the matchup questions are at. It's Kamari Lassiter, who it looks like he's going to play. He's been running with the ones again since he came back. Kamari Lassiter versus Malik Nabers if he plays. I don't know if they've announced it or not, if he's going to play or not, but I think he's back at practice. And then Jalen Hyatt, who, if you remember, just torched the SEC with Hendon Hooker as his quarterback at Tennessee. He got drafted early by the Giants last year, a real speed guy. And so I don't know who's going to get to match up with Lassiter and who's not. But if I'm quarterbacking the Giants, I'm going away from Stingley. That's for damn sure if I got an option. And I'm gonna throw the football at Lassiter. So Lassiter versus Nabers and Hyatt. You look at one, I mean, depending on what depth chart you look at for the Giants, Nabers and Hyatt are first or second team right there. But you got to believe that they're going to find a way to get those two on the field together with a couple of these other guys. That those guys have to be their two outside receivers. So I would imagine that matchup versus Lassiter is going to happen. Now, whether they're throwing the football that direction or they're running the football, well, we'll see if it unfolds in a way in which we can tell anything. But that matchup, I think, is something to keep an eye on. Definitely.
That has to be on the mind of most Texans fans. That's got to be one of the top things Texans fans are watching this game. We haven't seen Kamari Lassiter in a game yet, right? Even though it's preseason, still haven't seen him in the first two games. To be able to see what he's going to look like on the field, if there's any issues with the speed or whatever, we'll see what the Giants do. But that's got to be one of the top things that Texans fans are paying attention to for Saturday.
Probably going
to
be a top thing, Ron, for the first month of the season until we see something, because it's going to take a while, and we'll see how D'Amico's going to play it. We'll see where he's at. Hopefully, it's never a question. But I got to believe if you're a fan and you're dialed into a to a point where you're looking at the rookies that are playing and you know who they are and you want to see how they fare, Lassiter's up there on the list. The second defensive matchup for me is in that secondary as well, and it's Jalen Petrie. We've talked about it at length. Jalen Petrie against Wandale Robinson, the old Kentucky Wildcat, I believe. If I remember correctly, I think that's right. Wandale Robinson.
Yeah, Kentucky.
And then I believe it's Isaiah McKenzie. Is that Isaiah McKenzie? I know it's A. McKenzie. I think it's Isaiah McKenzie is the other smaller kind of inside receiver that may get matched up with. Either one of them are true slot guys, got a lot of shake, got a lot of twitch. Petrie will have the size and length advantage on him, I would imagine. We'll see how that matchup. But it's at some point, you got to believe that they're going to go at Petrie, especially with those two guys. Two guys that I think should be above average slot receivers in the league if they decide to use them the right way. Matched up on Petrie, we've got to see, as Texans fans, we got to see what Petrie can do in the cover category.
Absolutely. You wonder if we'll be able to see all of this. You'll wonder if we'll be able to.
I don't think we'll see
it
all, but I think we'll get a couple of them, Ron.
Hopefully we do. Hopefully they play long enough that we get to see Petrie matched up with somebody on a second down, third down in a passing route. Hopefully we get to see Lassiter. Hopefully we get to see these scenarios come about. Because, honestly, I mean, there's an argument this may be the last time before the regular season starts that we get to see them potentially in coverage, get to see them in these routes. So that will be at least hopefully something we're able to see. I don't know. We'll see what Daniel Jones wants to do. See if Daniel Jones wants to, you know, try to throw the football like this. See how many times they're trying to do that. What the Giants' focus is, but Petrie and Lassiter are two key guys that I don't think we've been able to see outside of practice. Be put in these situations that we have wonders about. So those are some of the big matchups there. And I know we've been talking about the run game, but as we're saying, this may be the final time that we see these guys before the regular season starts. That means this may be the last work in game setting that CJ gets. And I know we want to see the run game. We want to see Joe Mixon and this offensive line and Damian Pierce for the first time, but this is also a game where probably C.J. Stroud needs to get some work, too, with these receivers.
Yeah, look, as I just scan, again, the roster, the depth chart for the Giants, I think the Giants are a team that are going to live and die with their defensive front. And it happens to be a situation where if you're the Texans, you got to feel pretty good about being able to block up the pass rushers on the end. You got to feel really good about Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard. You throw Joe Mixon in the mix, you got to feel really good about being able to help all the way across the board. Your interior offensive line, you ought to be able to double Big Dexter. You should be able to protect C.J. Stroud. And if you can, with these explosive wide receivers that the Texans have, they should absolutely eat against the New York Giants. I mean, they should run wild against the Giants, given the fact that you should be able to neutralize their pass rush and this caliber wide receiver crew that the Texans have versus this secondary. I don't know a whole hell of a lot about their secondary, but I ain't writing home about them.
No, it's not great. They lost their best corner in free agency,
yep,
and one of the best corners that was out there on the market. So we'll see. But like you said, their front is what they're going to win by. But again, this will be something that will show well for the Texans. I don't think they're going to do anything exotic, like send a lot of blitzes and everything. But if we start to see pressure, if we start to see, you know, issues in the run game with a non-exotic type of a defensive a game plan, that will jump out.
Well, that's a great point. I go back to our first matchup we discussed. If Dexter Lawrence is pushing that middle of the pocket and he becomes a problem for C.J. Stroud, all right, now we've got something to discuss, because there's going to be some big badass dudes on this schedule that you're going to see week in, week out. That's it.
a couple of them right out the gate.
That's right. Damn near every team you play has got one of them dudes, so you got to shore that up somehow, some way. So we shall see. I don't foresee it being a major problem. I love where Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green are at, but rubber meets the road tomorrow at noon, and ain't no hiding when that happens.
Yeah, so hopefully the New York Giants and Brian Daboll kind of treats it in a similar fashion that it seems like D'Amico is, where they're trying to get some work, get their their starters in it. And I would think that might be the case. Next week's the last week of preseason games, and that's when you really don't want to get any injuries. So hopefully that is the case. All right, coming up in just a bit, a lot getting going here. News with the Astros. Tyler sent my ear. They've recently called up one of their exciting prospects. We'll give you the latest on that and the latest on Justin Verlander. Looking pretty good. Looking pretty good for his return. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through. As I said earlier, Tyler, there's news of a young prospect that's, as Tyler said in my ear, been raking, that is has been called up. So the Astros are still calling folks up. What's the latest information you have?
Yeah, I believe it occurred late last night. The Astros made the move. They're calling up Shea Whitcomb to the big club. No corresponding move that I know of. I'm going to keep looking around. But usually the Astros tend to announce that a few hours before the next game, whenever they call someone up. But Shea Whitcomb getting a shot.
Wonder where he's going to get a shot at.
He's a middle infielder. Second base, shortstop.
That's why I said I wonder where he's going to get a shot at.
Hey, look here. Old Tinkerbell Astros, you know they're going to be tinkering now. They might put him in the outfield.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's gotten called up. I wonder where he's going to get put, and I wonder
wherever you're normally going to put McCormick would be nice.
That might be it. I wonder who's going to get
right
moved.
You are.
Sorry, Chaz.
I mean, I'm disgusted with it.
Me too.
I mean, look, I understand. He'd be better off with everyday run. Man, we can talk about that all we want to, but this is
it's not ideal.
I think he would be better off if he got everyday at bats, but you can't. I mean, there ain't no. And I'll be honest, he's been getting kind of regular ones here of late.
He's getting a lot more than he deserved
than he had been before.
198, boys.
But
I mean, there's no way he's been getting banana pudding, right?
But. Yeah, I mean, he is beyond banana pudding, man. I mean, good God Almighty! Like I said, I mean, there's no defense. I mean, you can't. I mean, there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, man, hey, get him more at bats. Why?
Dumpster juice.
Why? Like, why is it that there is the reason that he even deserves to get extra? To get every day at bat.
It's become a tough watch, man. The bad thing, I talked about Jake Myers when Jake Myers was struggling, which, by the way, he's sliding as well. You know, the Chaz McCormick thing of he doesn't look defeated like Jake Myers looked last year. And to be honest with you, there's been times this year. He just looks so frustrated, like his give a rip is zero, and he's not good enough to do that.
Does it? I think of the pressure he is pressing. He is all of it.
I'm sure he's doing every single bit of it.
Yeah, man. It ain't looking good. I wouldn't be surprised, fellas, if he would be the one they make a move on. If he would be one they finally say, all right, we gotta.
Well, his only hope is right now. There's nobody else that has a large enough sample size for the team to feel comfortable in moving.
Yeah, I mean, but the other part is, and I think Tyler brought this up earlier in the week, is he is now having multiple blunders in the field.
Yeah, it's snowballing.
Like you can't not swing it well like he is and then have blunders in the field.
Like every other night, this dude is making plays in the field that make me want to punch the wall.
He played dodgeball with one of them that led to a run, one that bounced up
You ought to be mad as hell at old Chaz, because right now, with no proven glove to put out there consistently, at least if they want to, I mean, it's gonna be Alvarez playing more. The alternative is Alvarez playing more, and then you play with the DH,
because it can't be Dubon.
Oh, you know that ain't gonna happen.
It can't be Dubon. It can't be just stick Dubon in left field.
He could be hitting 300. Ain't gonna happen.
Because it because it has happened. That can't be the yeah, thought, no. Right?
That ain't it. So you literally now, which I personally am not opposed to, because you got Victor Caratini who's been really really good this year, obviously with Diaz and his DH catching role. Now he can play first base as well. I mean, you can play with that DH role while you try to figure out what this Shea Whitcomb kid can do and continue the Pedro Leon and the DeCenzo role, you know, whatever those guys want to do. But one more piece for them Stros to tinker with.
Yeah, it is. We'll see. So they've added to the roster. By the way, Clint, they may be adding again to the roster, and there's no confusion on this guy, and that is Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander, who pitched for Corpus last night and had a pretty good performance. He topped out at 96 miles an hour for the second straight start, and he was 10 of 11 to finish his night, shutting down 10 of 11 batters to finish his night, striking out the side in the fourth inning, his final inning. He went 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, no walks with 5 strikeouts and threw 57 pitches. And looked like he is he's ready to go, Clint. So it looks like they're getting closer to having Justin Verlander back. I look at this now, like Clint, and we've talked about it. If Verlander says he's ready to rock and roll,
he's ready.
I think he's ready. I think this is probably going to be up to him. Are you ready to go? You feel like you're ready to go right now?
Yeah, I would imagine it's up to him. He's got a heavy influence on it anyway. Which I mean, he's making the damn call. But yeah, look, I don't know. Boy, that seems like, at least from a box score standpoint, a stat line standpoint, that seems like a dominant night. It seems like the pitch count, 57 pitches. It seems like the next step is in Minute Maid Park with the Astros.
The only thing is, all right, is like, do they want to get one more outing where they raise the pitch count?
Sure. Do you want to see him throw 80?
You know, 80. Yeah. That's probably the only thing. But I mean,
if we're gonna do that, I can do that. We can do that right here in Houston.
You want to see it here?
Yeah, we can do that right here in Houston.
Hey man, hey, no lie. If they could, they ought to let him sneak in one of these White Sox matchups. That's a triple A team.
That's a triple A start.
Honest to God, I think right now, I think Sugarland could give them a run for their money.
Sugarland. I think I like Sugarland.
I don't know, man. Chicago did just beat them badass Yankees.
Hey, I like Sugarland.
I want to hear the tape on that. I thought I said Land.
Did I hear something? I
want to hear the tape on that. I thought I said Sugarland. I'm sure the text line will. Well, let me know or lie.
I don't know if you said it or if I heard it, but Sugarland is going to get used somewhere in the show.
I think Sugarland could give the White Sox a run for their money in a ball game.
You're probably right.
If they played a 3-game set, I think the Space Cowboys could get one.
It would. Yes, I'd agree.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. Hell, if they can let him get one of these starts here, let's try some stuff out with the White Sox. Let's get him in the third game of this series. Let's see if he didn't pitch yesterday. Maybe get him in the third game of this series against the White Sox. See if he can get to 85. Does he have 85 pitches? But that's the only thing that's left to see is the next time he comes out. If he does come to the big league club, like you said, you want to see him try it out. Like, does he have 5-6 innings in him? Does he have could he have gone two more? Right, at a pitch count of 57, could he have gone two more innings? So that's the last thing. But this is big. You add him to this rotation that has, I think, been the biggest reason why they have really picked it up. Not from that initial get back when they got back from the 10-game lead, but now that they've extended it in this 8-9-game win streak they're going for, it's really been the dynamite starting pitching. You add him to that, it gets even better. All right, that was our baseball talk presented to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. And you can get a ton of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. And Verizon, use their savings calculator to find out how at TMobileSwitch.com. All right, we talked about it. The Texans got a big one tomorrow, but I'm finally ready to budge on something that a lot of Texans fans have been hoping for that I just didn't think was real at all. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I got to be honest. I have not taken the J.J. Watt thing seriously.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He had it ready, baby.
he's ready. I've not taken.
Is there a butt coming?
I've not taken it serious at all. Because one, I don't think that the decision makers have. They laugh every time they say it. They say the cool stuff, then they laugh every time they say it. And then we've seen JJ, and then I saw him in Canton, and I mean he looked like a movie star. And not a defensive end. And me and Figgy both looked at each other like, "Whoa, man, that he definitely ain't playing tweener."
Come on, JJ.
But yesterday, hearing fellas the connection that the Texans had with Matthew Judon, who's a defensive end, which I would say if there was like if JJ was going to get himself going and get himself in a place to play football realistically this year, I would think it would be at the defensive end spot. But before that, I thought, man, they're pretty stacked at DN. And then they made a run after Matt Judon, at least checked in on it seriously to where it was reported by Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. That there, because I didn't even think that's something that they were even entertaining. When they did that, it made me think like, okay, well, maybe they feel like they need to add something. And we heard D'Amico talking about we're looking for good football players. This is the first time that I will even take it a little serious that they were going to pick up the tab, like willing, if it made sense, to pick up the tab to bring in Matt Judon to play a defensive end position where they are already stacked.
So that, you're like, telling me there's that, a chance.
Now, little Jeremy Fowler and Matt Judon now, push you now, into a yeah, you maybe buy into a little JJ?
Because one, JJ's not playing any inside at all. Like to me, I don't think there's enough time for JJ Watt.
You saw JJ. You don't think JJ can put some pads on and look like D'Amico Autry?
No. No, I mean, he's going to have to. I mean, even to get to what? D'Amico's 285?
Yeah, but we were talking about week one. He didn't look 285.
But that's the guy that weighed in. I mean, the kind of weight that you need. I don't know. I don't think so. But I could see him getting to 50, 260. I can see him getting to 265 and being able to go. So that's the first time I've even like, okay, if they feel like they are on the hunt before the season starts for potential defensive end help, then I could see the J.J. Watt thing. I still think it's an absolute long shot. I still don't think it's a deal of like I would it by any means bet anything that it will happen. But that kind of caught me like, wow, they'd be willing to take on another DN like that. Another DN, a starting caliber DN, a guy that I think right now in his career would be the second best defensive end on the team, even ahead of Will, then I could see the J.J. thing.
Look, I thought all along that if J.J. wanted to, and when I say wanted to, like was getting after it, football getting after it, I would think D'Amico would sign him immediately. In fact, I heard D'Amico earlier this week. Was he on Texans All Access one day or something, T?
He is tonight.
I heard D'Amico earlier. Maybe it was just somebody playing some of the audio, and it was, I tell you what, it was either Kay Adams or when he sat down with her or when he sat down. Who else he sit down with?
He sat down with Diana.
There you go. Anyway, he kind of just, you know, basically just said, look, man, if it's hard to play football. Like, you got to practice football to play football. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is what I left the conversation with, was he kind of opened up a little bit about it and was like, hey, if J.J. is legitimately wants to play football and is ready to play, practice, and prepare to play football, we would love to have J.J.
Come on, J.J.
But to your point, you can't walk off a movie set somewhere and just decide you want to play football because you were pretty good at it 2 years ago. Like, that's when I heard D'Amico, that was the most real I've heard D'Amico about.
That was the most serious.
Yeah. I mean, but it's clear if he wanted to play football and he legitimately was interested in preparing his body to play football. I mean, look, D'Amico, I don't think D'Amico is bull jiving when he says, look, we would love to have J.J. And you're right. This is even further proof that they are willing to bring on as many, and when D'Amico says it, he clearly means it, as many really good football players as possible.
No, he said that. Yeah, he said, yeah.
Y'all are up to something. What are y'all up to?
Well, might as well not waste any more time.
Yeah, because I'm still thinking.
Y'all can't sell it.
J.J. Watt.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
There's some breaking news. Oh, what's the latest breaking news, Tyler?
Yes, we have breaking news. It's not great. Going to try not to overreact. You never know how bad this could be, but it's coming from the Astros. The Astros say the third baseman, Alex Bregman, who has been on an absolute tear, by the way, Alex Bregman is out of the lineup for the Astros today due to some swelling in the back of his right elbow.
Yes.
Try not to overreact, but in 2024, this Astros team and injuries kind of freaks me out.
So, swelling in his in the back of his shoulder, throwing shoulder.
He said elbow.
Or elbow.
Elbow.
Sorry, not shoulder. Elbow.
The bow.
Excuse me. In his throwing elbow. No, not good at all, as he's missing some time. If it's to that point, he's got to step out. Obviously, it's not good. I guess we'll have to wait and see what Joe says a little bit later on. They are here at home, so our guy Adam Spillane will get. I'm
get
sure
you a good peek at it, Spo.
I bet you he won't be able to see. But
take a look at that weenus.
No, the elbow.
Weenus.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's your elbow. Synonym.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. We're all about education and entertainment on the drive.
I mean, I'm trying to be serious right now.
Serious. Right. Spo's going to get a good look at his weenus.
Yeah. The weenus, elbow.
Get in there, Adam.
Yeah, but I don't think Adam's going to be able to get a chance to look at it.
I just don't believe y'all.
I promise. It really is.
I don't think Adam's going to have a chance to look at his elbow or weenus.
I can't even take y'all serious, man.
Because I don't think he's going to be seen. But Joe Espada, I'm sure whenever he speaks, he'll make it feel a bit better.
I'm glad y'all educated me on that, because if I'd have heard that in the wrong setting, I would have probably thought differently about it. I I mean, I've heard people use that term, but I ain't never knew it was an elbow.
Oh, you thought it was just a nickname for penis?
I mean, it sounds like you're putting weenie and penis together, if you ask me. I didn't know.
That's a good point. It sounds like a combo job.
It's not a good point.
I mean, it sounds like two like kids joking about a old King Ding-a-ling in there. Yeah, I mean, that's a mature way to say it. I'm glad y'all enlightened me.
All right, let's look at it again. Like I said, Joe will speak a little bit later on at Minute Maid, and I'm sure he'll make us all feel a lot better about it after he gets done speaking. But this is one to watch. Hopefully, this is not long term at all. As he said, he is swinging the best he has swung in his career. That's what he said earlier this week. And for him to have an injury is there. Be interesting.
It's got to be a White Sox luxury, right?
I mean, I don't know.
You think it's just happened on a plane?
That's what I was going to say. Hopefully,
you think his weenus swelled up on the plane?
It could have. Hopefully,
elevation can do that to you sometimes.
Even say it with straight face.
No, you can't.
It's happened to me.
That's why we'll see what Joe's going to
grow up, Clint.
What Joe is going to bring to the table, because I mean, I don't. Do you remember watching these games? They had a day off yesterday.
I'm trying to remember. Do you remember? Did he get hit?
Did he get hit? I was going to say, was there anything where it seemed like there was an Pena injury?
That Pena got hit on the inside of the right arm, didn't he?
Or has this been something that's been bothering him for a little bit?
He's been playing Gold Glove defense and swinging the bat on an MVP like level. Ain't nothing been bothering him.
Like you said, is this a Tigers luxury? White Sox luxury? Who is not knocking down the door to get into this lineup? Although they're playing pitching, they're going against a good pitcher, but who's not knocking down the door to get him?
Well, I mean, it's Shea's first day. Shea's going to be at third base.
Real quick, another note with the Bregman elbow weenus situation.
Maybe that's why they brought him up. Yeah.
Bregman's going to be
an elbow, please.
I just did. Elbow weenus situation for Alex Bregman. Quick update here. He is going to be available to the media, so we'll hear from him coming up in actually just about 30 minutes. So try to get some of that audio for you.
It's an interesting decision. Why?
How do you spell weenus?
Why is he available? I'm not sure.
W-E-E-N-U-S, maybe?
I wonder why they make him available. That's interesting.
And now, that'd make me feel better.
Now when you put that together, you know, they call up this kid. Does this potentially mean
this is great. It's so good. I want to save it for the four.
Oh, you're still thinking about weenus.
Yeah, I'm just...
Because what saying, Ron's saying is not good.
When you put it together and they call up the kid who's a middle infielder... Yeah. And when you saw that he's getting called up, you're like,
you're on to something.
He's gonna play second. No, he's not. He's gonna play short.
Oh, I don't like this.
He's an infielder.
He's played a little first base and left field.
Holy hell, you're on to something.
Why the hell? Like, why would they bring them up? They've got enough of those.
Bring him up. Playing
it's good detective work.
And we'll hear from Alex. Hopefully, we'll have some audio from that. But like the thought is, yo. My goodness, does this mean they think that this Bregman thing could be a little bit longer than maybe just something just minor? Maybe something that just will pass through, that's just more than a game, more than a day. So hopefully that is not the case, and we'll see what that is about. But he has been the hottest hitter. Now for real with this thing. Is Dubon should be in the lineup batting second.
I'll agree with that. Unless they wanted to bump Pena up, because he's been swinging it well. You want to bump Pena up, and then it's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
But I agree with you. Not to muddy the I don't want to muddy the waters. I agree with you.
Like, to me, the Pena thing maybe, but yeah, like I'd like to leave Pena where he is, where he's getting comfortable,
fair.
How he's been.
Fair.
And move Dubon into that spot. Now, who knows? Hell, they'll probably move that kid they called up in the two spot. But
I got Jake in the two spot. You think so?
I screwed it up.
Coming up next.
Let's talk about that.
Big three.
I hope you weren't serious.
He's dead ass serious. It ain't. Oh, I don't know if he's serious enough, but it ain't like they ain't done it before. They ran Jake's ass up in Toronto in that two spot for some odd reason. But no, coming up, we'll give you the latest. One to get you ready for this Astros game, but we'll continue with that breaking news. There, Alex Bregman out of the lineup today with an apparent elbow issue, right? Elbow swelled up on him here in the last day or so. He is not in the lineup today. They've also made a move to bring an infielder up, so actually add that up. on your own. And the Texans got a preseason game coming up tomorrow. Big day for CJ. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.